This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The federal government has announced it will provide Switchboard Victoria with $122,500 in funding to provide volunteer visits to lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, gender diverse and intersex senior Australians under the Community Visitor Scheme. Minister for Senior Australians and Aged Care, Ken Wyatt, announced that funding for Switchboard would be increased to fund 65 volunteer positions. The Victorian Government has launched a suite of intersex resources for health services and the families of people with intersex variations. Announced on Thursday afternoon by Minister for Equality Martin Foley, the resources will provide information to support health services in the development of programs and services for intersex people and will help to educate parents with intersex children. Foley said the resources were not the end of the process but about building fresh conversations, and announced that the state government would also invest $200,000 in intersex-related projects to help fill the gaps in research and data. Iconic Aussie chef Kylie Kwong announced on social media that she married her life partner Nell over the weekend. The couple have been engaged since 2015, with Kwong telling the Daily Telegraph last year that the Yes postal survey result in 2017 made it finally possible. She said her mum texted her after the Yes result was announced, saying, "Oh darling, I'm so happy for you, congratulations, now you can finally get married legally." New South Wales One Nation leader Mark Latham and Australian Conservatives candidate Greg Walsh have blamed trans kids' poor mental health outcomes on their ability to self-identify, rather than the rampant transphobia they face. At a forum hosted by libertarian think tank the Centre for Independent Studies, Latham and Walsh made several alarming comments about trans young people. Latham claimed that trans and gender diverse young people are mentally ill because they are changing their gender every day. Anti-trans activists in Tasmania have formed the Tasmanian Coalition for Kids in a bid to fight the trans equality laws progressing through the state's parliament. Trans advocates have hit back at claims made by the new group that the bill before parliament has not been subject to enough public and legislative scrutiny. Spokesperson for Tasmanian Coalition for Kids, Ben Smith, said that full community consultation and proper legal analysis of the bill was required. But Transforming Tasmania's Martine Delaney says that the group is simply seeking to delay necessary reforms which have already been properly analysed and put to the community. The Victorian Government has announced a partnership with community health organisation Thorn Harbour Health to address ICE addiction. Minister for Mental Health Martin Foley announced a $10,000 grant towards a three-day music and arts festival which will be alcohol and other drug-free. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has congratulated gay strongman Rob Kearney on his marriage and latest win. Kearney recently won first place at the Arnold Pro Strongman Contest in Melbourne, then married boyfriend Joey Alexo. Arnie congratulated the two, then posted a photo of himself with Kearney, saying it's a first for someone to win the comp and get married in the same weekend. The UN Human Rights Council says there needs to be a resolution on forcing athletes to take hormone therapy in order to compete, as it goes against human rights standards. The UNHRC have expressed concern for rules that require female athletes with differences of sex development and androgen sensitivity to medically reduce their testosterone levels, as they may breach the acceptable amounts for humans. The recent resolution on removing discrimination against women in sport was brought forward by South Africa and was adopted without a vote. And finally, former boxing world champion Adrian Broner has threatened to shoot gay people who come onto him in an Instagram video. The former WBA light welterweight title holder was fighting online with former gay Andrew Caldwell and said if any gay tries to touch him, he'll knock them out if he doesn't have his gun, and if he had his gun, he'd shoot them in the face. Caldwell alleged the boxer was flirting with him, so Broner responded with the expletive-laden video.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.